ma re soro mi dayo mo dupe soro mi dayo mo wa sope hallelujah hallelujah ori buruku ki ise temi o mo dupe said that only bada eleda mi e mo bebe o ayo mami la dawa oluwa ni eda aye pakole
si yeah you're welcome back. It is still Ikorodu Division Icon on Ikorodu Oga Radio, your number one online community radio, and our guest in the studio today is no other person than Honorable Baba Jimmy Benson, member representing the Ikorodu Federal Constituency in the House of Representatives. Honorable Bajimi Benson, now you said you are not planning to step up maybe to the Senate or to a higher position. You want to consolidate during your second term in the House of Reps. Now there is this agitation for Ikorodu Division for Senate come 2019. Are you not looking in that direction, maybe to step up or something?
I'm going to be extremely emphatic. I want to consolidate where I am at the moment, and I also believe that Ikorodu Division is ripe for that position. In you have 98 wards in Lagos East. Ikorodu Division has 30 out of those wards, and also has five LCDs and one LGA. Mm. So we are in pole position, provided we get our acts together. Mm. And if you tell me you are interested in running for that seat, I'll throw all my weight.
I need to say this, you are trying to put me on the spot. Please, I'm not interested. I want to consolidate on Ikorodu Radio. Just like but frankly speaking, do you have any candidates in mind, or have you endorsed a particular candidate for that Senate position from 2019?
Thank you very much for that question. That would be preposterous and ludicrous to say that I've also heard it myself.
Okay.
That I've endorsed or I'm supporting somebody. There has never been any time, and I repeat, there has never been any time that I have told anybody, both in private or in public, to go and run for a Senate seat. I am a party man to the core, and I listen to what my daddy Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu says to me, it is not in my rights or in my position to endorse anybody, and I will never do that because that would be betraying the trust he has in me. Some foul-mouthed persons have gone around to speculate that I have endorsed or I'm about to. It is like those are the people causing rancor and trouble within the division. When that time comes to endorse, and I have the permission and instruction of Asiwaju and the party, I will be the first to openly come out to say this is where we are going.
Okay,
and so I have that right to do so as the
when the time is right.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if that position does not come to Ikorodu division come 2019? If party decides to say, oh no, Ikorodu is not right, you said Ikorodu is right.
Yes, I am an incurable optimist, and I believe that we've earned, if you look at the political dynamics, yes, Koshofe has had it,
yeah.
Shomolo has had it,
Egbejuleki
yeah. is currently experiencing it, though they also have the governor. So it is only right to zone it to the Miami of Lagos, which is Ikorodu.
Alright, so it's good to know. Now, apart from carrying out your legislative duty as a representative of Ikorodu constituency, in what other ways have you been able to impact on your division, on your constituents in the last 1.5 years?
Oh, well, thank you for that question. We have a foundation, because I believe my job is macro and micro. Macro means going to Abuja to speak all the grammar and the language. Olawo said all politics is local. If you go to Abuja and you don't come back home, somebody is ready to step in. I know in Ikorodu there are 1,000 people waiting. So, and I say to myself, you are not the best.
Yeah.
I'm not the best. There are 1,001 people better than me that can do the job better, but at the moment. So let me put in my 100% effort. You know, coming in, even into the office, some people, I had many nicknames. You only know about JB. That is Tekobo. They called me Tekobo.
What does that mean?
Meaning that I'm from a cove. They came to impose. They say I'm an Americana. You know, but they didn't know that
the son.
Yeah. They didn't know how passionate I was. They didn't know how strategic I was. They didn't know the network and the framework of what I wanted to do. But from day one, I still laugh at people because you were talking about the JB. Who is JB? Who is JB?
Yeah.
We put a BlackBerry pin,
okay,
BlackBerry pin, WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So the comment there were, "Ile yo te, serious. Aba malofu, credit.
Latimakpe."
You know. So nowadays, when I recall, I still laugh and say, "Oh, wow."
Now, did it really work? Would you say that really worked?
Yeah, we got them talking because when you started, look at this one. He said he wants us to go. They're talking about us, and there's a classic saying that there's something worse than being talked about. Do you know what it is?
Not
being talked about. So everybody was talking about us and blah, 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 blah. So it was a strategy. We used them. We used them to achieve. They became the town criers inadvertently
for
the brand. Yes, so that's what we did. Back to the
question. Yeah.
What was the question?
And I was saying, how have you been able to impact on your constituents,
yes,
apart from lawmaking?
Yes, we set up a foundation called the iCare Foundation. So under it, we have various interventions that meets all classes of people. We did like a segmentation.
Okay.
We have something that will cater for each sphere of the community we live in. We have something for the poor, for the vulnerable, which is the the food bank. So we tend to support these vulnerable people every month, you know, so we give them a sack.
Now, if I may ask you, for the purpose of those who are listening to us, this Apuano, how is it different from as we say it in Nigerian parlance, stomach infrastructure political strategy?
No, it's totally different. The stomach infrastructure is where you put 1 naira or 5 naira in bread during elections.
Okay.
This Akwanu started from the World Food Day.
Okay.
You know, so in commemoration of the World Food Day, we gave hundreds of people that bag, that Akwanu. In the bag, you have gari, you have beans, you have rice, you have tomato paste, you have pepper paste, you have oil, you have bonvita, you have milk, you have sugar, and you have noodles, you have geisha.
Wow.
So we give them, so each person is entitled to a ration 3 times.
Okay.
Thereafter, we change and get
3 times
other,
in a year.
No, three consecutively.
Okay.
From 3 months consecutively.
Oh, okay.
So thereafter.
Okay,
we,
so it's actually a monthly.
It's a monthly project. Thereafter,
wow.
And the beneficiaries, or so we allow people nominate people.
Okay.
So it's not the IKEA Foundation that nominates.
Okay.
So we look for churches, mosques, associations, associations like disabled associations, CDA, CDC.
Okay.
So they nominate
people.
So
it's not really an APC.
No, it's not. It's for the community. It's for residents of Ikorodu.
Okay.
So that's one angle that meets that. Where there's also a program we do called the Startup Ikorodu.
Okay.
With that, we encourage, we send unemployed youth to vocational school. They get trained for 3 months. They get a certificate. Thereafter, we also train them on entrepreneurial skills.
Okay.
Then they get certificates. Then we also now hand them over to the employment trust funds, who give them soft loans to start up their businesses. So that means the youth graduates and maybe some skilled type of. We also have the we also do normal empowerment.
Okay.
So there's some people who don't fall into this category. We still give them maras.
Okay.
We try and give them okadas, we give them grinding machines.
Okay.
Some we support with generators to upscale
their businesses.
We've had block making machines, we've had pepper grinding machines that we've given as well. So we also have something we do for students.
Okay.
We do give bursaries to students going to university or support.
Okay.
We also do what you call the back to school program.
Okay.
Which is, we go into a school, I lead the team, I fold all my sleeves, we lead the team to rehabilitate, to identify a block of classroom before they resume. So we do it during the holidays, maybe 3 days before. We go there, we scrape the floors for them, we do carpentry work, we fix their borehole, we fix their toilets. So when the children come back to school, they get excited, they see a new class, they see new value.
I need to ask you a question in that direction. Most of those who go there, from what I know, are volunteers.
That's right.
And some of them are not skilled.
That's
you
right.
know, in those areas like
right.
you,
yeah.
maybe doing carpentry
yeah.
work. How
yeah.
how professional?
Yeah.
Are some of these things that you
okay.
do for these schools,
okay.
and how long will they last?
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
And
question.
Why won't you, you know, raise money and
okay.
maybe give a contractor who
okay.
is professional or skilled
okay.
in that area to do the job rather
okay.
than you doing it yourself?
Okay. Amongst the volunteers, we have carpenters,
okay.
we have bricklayers, we have all those people.
Okay.
That you've talked about. We even have a young boy whose father is a carpenter.
Okay.
You know, so we always like to showcase him, and so showing them that you don't have to, when you're in school, you also need to start learning
a
trade, so that you or a skill, so that you are not just after school, you can use your knowledge to enhance it. You'll be shocked to know that the last one we did, we got a corporate collaborator, Lafarge, you know, Lafarge,
okay,
the
Lafarge
big
cement.
Yeah, their staff came to volunteer.
Okay.
You know, so, and that was remarkable for us. It's also putting the Ikorodu in a positive light, despite the cultist or kidnapping perception we have of it.
Okay, so now, how do you fund some of these projects, considering the fact that the office you occupy is an executive office?
Yes, like I always say, that I have a passion for my community, so I do have savings. My wife is also a big rock. I do go severally to borrow money from her. because you guys, the constituency and residents, have shouted that they pay us too much.
So much money.
So, but what they don't know is that that has stopped.
Oh, is that?
Yes, we don't earn as much as people think we earn. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Jubril said blah blah, he said so much. Mm-hmm. And I always ask them a question that, please tell Jubril to show you guys a credit alert of how much he gets monthly. The public have failed to ask him that question. He has said every other thing, but he hasn't shown Nigerians that, this is how much I know. Mm-hmm. This is my bank statement for 6 months,
so
for 9 months.
Why is he unable to do that?
Very good question. So I journalists should interrogate and ask questions that blah, 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 blah. But again, I always also say that the least elected official, let's use an example, the sole administrators.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will spend at least 100,000 naira a day on constituents.
Mm.
Yes? If you time that 100,000 naira by 30,
that's 3 million,
and it's still a drop in the ocean.
Mm.
Because Ikorodu has, I always say, maybe over 2.5 million people.
Yeah.
And it's not just that. I, as a rep, I have 30 wards.
Mm.
I have five LTDAs, one LGA, and each of those ones come with their own structure. The traditional structure is there, the political is there, the CDC is there, the CDA is there.
Mm.
So even if that 3 million, if I spend it on one else, it's still a drop in the ocean.
Mm.
So even if I end what Jubril is saying, it's a drop in the ocean. If you calculate it the way I've just spoken, he claims we get 10 million naira a month. Now divide that 10 million naira by six LCDA inclusive of yes.
Mm.
Then divide it by at least 750 people.
Wow.
It will come to maybe 300,000 a day.
Mm.
You know, so we still do those school fees, house rent, and all those things.
Mm.
Aside that, I still do all these other projects.
So at the end of the day, the money still goes back to the people.
What I'm saying is that the money is not as much as they think it is.
Okay.
But again, it's still a drop in the ocean because we don't have a welfare program at all in Nigeria. Mm. All you see,
no social security.
All you see is people coming to ask for ABC because of the economic situation we're in.
Mm. Thank you very much, Honorable Jimmy Benson. We'll quickly go on this final break, and then when we are back, we'll wrap it up on the show. Please stay with us. Yeah, you're welcome back. It is still Ikorodu Division Icon on Ikorodu Oga Radio, and our guest today is still Honorable Baba Jimmy Benson, member representing Ikorodu Federal Constituency. Before we went on that short commercial break, he's been telling us a number of projects he has been embarking upon to impact positively on his constituents at the Ikorodu division. Are those all your projects, or are there still some others you wish to mention?
No, we also interject in school furniture.
Okay.
So I have a couple of organizations that are always supportive. We've supplied school furniture to about 5 schools within the division, and that will also resume in a new year.
Okay, so it's a continuous thing.
It's ongoing, yes. We also have, we purchased a grader and a roller.
Okay.
So we try and support His Excellency in opening up communities within the division. If you look at Ikorodu, Ikorodu provides almost 70% of the workforce in the entire Lagos state. So most of them live in the
hinterland. Is that for a fact?
Yes, it's a fact.
40%?
Yes.
Mm.
Most of the, I didn't say 40%, I said more than close to 70%
of the workforce in Lagos state.
Wow. So most of them live within the hinterland in Ikorodu. So rushing to morning in the morning is always a challenge because their roads are not motorable. So we sort of intervene in those areas by
grading providing the roads for them.
Yeah, and we also roll it because we also
that's commendable. And that will take me to another question related to the issue of road. The Ikorodu Sagamu Road has been a menace. I have lived along that route. I mean, in the past 8 years, I used to have my office along that route. A lot of palliative measures have been carried out by both the state and federal government. What are you doing to put a permanent solution to the problems of this road?
Thank you very much for that question. Immediately I resumed office. The first thing we did was to summon the contractor, because the impression I had was that the road had been awarded to a contractor who abandoned jobs or works on the road.
Okay.
So Borino Prono.
Mm.
So I summoned the MD, I think his name is Albazini. So he came to my office. So I said, I'm going to put you on the spot, bring you to, I threatened him. So he came and he brought his big file and he showed me that they awarded a contract to him to construct ridges. So, which is a technical term, I think ridges means
culverts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you an engineer?
No, I'm not. Are you?
Okay. Culverts. So he said, and he showed me the certificate of completion,
meaning that the culverts,
meaning that he did the bits they gave him. So that was the contract that was awarded,
not the road.
So he showed me. So we had to start from the beginning again. So I moved the motion on the floor of the house, drawing the attention of the world onto that road. So our release was simple, that the Minister of Works should immediately commence the reconstruction of the road. But like, if you, the House of Reps makes me have an overview of what's going on in Nigeria. The real truth is that the infrastructural challenges we have in Nigeria has been quantified, and a value has been placed on it. That amount is about $300 billion.
$300 billion.
We need that amount. Once we have it, Nigeria will be like the developed world infrastructure wise. But do we have that amount? No. So the budget for the Works and Housing and Power Ministry last year, I think, was 400 billion.
Naira or dollar?
Naira. 400 billion. I'm not sure.
That's a
billion.
Far cry.
Yeah, that's like $1 billion.
Yeah.
And we need $300 billion. You understand? So once that amount is allocated, and that allocation, 400 billion, is for power, is for housing,
it's for
and it's for roads. Yes, and it's for works. So what the government did was they prioritized per geopolitical zone.
Okay.
The road they chose in the southwest and made priority was the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway.
Okay.
So they gave each zone 50 billion There's six. We have six geopolitical
zones. Okay, so six roads.
Yes, six.
Across all
six. But we were lucky that they made the express Ibadan Lagos priority.
Okay.
So they gave that 100 billion. So don't forget that Nigeria has a lot of ethnic cultural issues.
Sentiment.
The other guys we have were complaining that how come Southwest got 100 billion to fix one road and they're getting 50. So that's where we are. So we're hoping that the next phase of reconstruction, we are hoping that with money, more money in the kitty, we are hoping that the Ikorodu-Sagamu Road would also be considered in this next budget. But again, you also know that Nigeria is supposed to be producing 2.5 million barrels per day. Militants are making us produce less than 1 million. So revenue is dwindling. The dollar is scarce. You know, so we also have funding
problem.
I have always said it that the Sagamu, the Ikorodu, the Ikorodu aspect of that road is still a bit better than the Sagamu end, because I deliberately went on that road myself in company of Honorable Sholaja.
Okay.
We're coming from a party, so we insisted, let's go through that road, let's see, let's feel the pain and the pulse of the people. I'm telling you, we had to go through a village in Ogijo, because we couldn't go straight. We had to go through the village and come out
to link the road
by PZ.
Wow.
You know, and I did call the minister and I said to him that I'm sure, Mr. Minister, you don't know how bad this road is, and that I requested that he sends his team to come and experience the hardship as well. So what he said was that he assured that I should give him a call back first week in December. And that what they want to do is a reconstruction rather than doing palliative. If you do palliative on that road, you will still spend billions of naira. So it's better to take a holistic it's better to take a holistic perspective of it. So let's all pray. And this is not just me, it is everybody that I want to get involved, because I believe these ministers listen more to the public than to me. You understand? So I want everybody to always keep pressing on the bell and showcasing that road,
so that the pressure is not coming from
your side. If it comes from it, it won't really it would meet the objective, but the more the merrier.
Thank you very much, sir. So hopefully residents of Ikorodu, especially those who live along Ikorodu Sagamu Road, should expect that the road will be considered in the next year's
hopefully,
budget.
Hopefully.
All right. Thank you very much, Honorable Jimmy Benson. Now, there is a campaign you are about to flag off, hashtag made in Ikorodu, selfie campaign. Can you tell us what this is all about?
Yes, thank you very much. I call Ikorodu my Miami, because it's a land surrounded by beautiful waters, beaches, and coal. And it's also a land that has very vibrant youths and entrepreneurs and companies. Companies including, if you look at the Odogwu Industrial Estate, is one of the biggest.
Is the largest in Africa.
Is one of the largest in Africa that houses many blue chip companies. But the rest of the world sees Ikorodu as
a village,
a kidnapper's den, a den of cultists. You know, so the selfie campaign is for everybody to showcase Ikorodu as the next frontier. So it's also to show business people, startups, to the world that this type of company exists in Ikorodu. So I would expect Ikorodu Oga Radio to also come up and show the world that a radio station, a privately owned radio station,
the premier online
exists in Ikorodu. So people don't know that you have makeup artists. They don't know you have eateries.
They don't know we have port authority.
They don't know you have port authority. So I expect, yes. So we can, if you don't showcase yourself to the world, nobody will showcase you. So, and again, I recall watching a McKinsey consultant video. They said that the world, you are not a global company nowadays if you don't have at least a Nigerian on your board. Mm. And a lot of guys out there are looking for Nigerians to partner with. Mm. They say that the amount of babies born in Nigeria, yes, is more than the amount of babies born per day in the entire Europe.
Wow.
So population is huge. Mm. Ikorodu has a lot of potential as well that can be harnessed. So we need to showcase, we need to be in the forefront.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we shouldn't be playing catch up. Mm. We should be Ikorodu Oga, we should always lead. Mm. So that is what the selfie is about. Mm. So I enjoin everybody who is a proud resident of Ikorodu to at least showcase something positive. We have a zoo.
Yeah.
I don't think there are lions anywhere else in Lagos State.
Yeah.
We have two lions in the Origin Zoo in Ikorodu. So there are a lot of opportunities that we want people to showcase. Mm.
So it's all about projecting
the positive image and the businesses as well.
Yeah, Ikorodu to the outside world. Interesting. I must commend you, sir, Honorable Jimmy Benson, for all these laudable projects and efforts. And we wish you the best as you continue in the discharge of your duties in the House of Reps. But before you go, how do you unwind? If you look at all these enormous tasks on your shoulders, how do you find time to rest?
You know, I called myself James Bond.
Okay.
So James Bond. While I'm unwinding now, I'm having fun. Your vibrant staff. Mm. You know, I've had some jokes with them already.
Yeah.
So anywhere I go, anytime I'm working, I'm also having fun.
Mm.
Once you have a passion for something, it comes effortless. So my passion is to see people happy, to see people smile, to do projects that will touch
lives.
So once I'm doing that, I'm unwinding. I'm having a cup of coffee here.
Interesting. Okay, we do this to every guest that we host on the Ikorodu Oga radio platform. Don't forget, this is an indigenous radio platform, and we have our indigenous language. So I want to put you on the spot. Can you say a word or a phrase to our listeners in Ijebu?
Kideshi. Kideshi.
Is that all?
For now.
Kideshi. What's the meaning of that?
Kidode. Why do you wait for me to respond?
Interesting. Thank you so much, Honorable Jimmy Benson. But before you go, there's another ritual that must be performed. And that is, we need your take. You are the rep for Ikorodu Federal Constituency, and Nigeria's premier online community radio is established in Ikorodu. What's your take and your view on this development?
Ikorodu Oga means a lot of things to me. Ikorodu Oga people or person brought the first broad voice of Nigeria to hear. Chief Elesho as well also added value to
Radio Lagos,
Eco FM as well. His strides are so gigantic that they cannot be wished away. You have also established the first online community radio here. So that speaks to your entrepreneurial and creative mind, that you are a force to be reckoned with, that you are a leader of the generation. Your time and efforts could have been used to backbite, to cause disaffection among people. You could have been very negative, but you're devoting your time, and more so you're employing young professionals to also work with you. So you're adding value to the ecosystem. You're adding value to our GDP. So I believe this FM station is a step in the right direction, and I believe that you ain't seen nothing yet. You're still going further.
Amen. Thank you very much, sir. Okay, so you have to do an endorsement for us. Say, my name is Honorable Baba Jimmy Benson, member representing Ikorodu Federal Constituency. Mm-hmm. I listen to Ikorodu Oga Radio. Mm-hmm. Keep listening to Ikorodu Oga Radio.
Okay. My name is Honorable Baba Jimmy Benson. I represent the gender-friendly people of Ikorodu Federal Constituency, Lagos State. Ikorodu Oga Radio. Oga ni master. Oga ni master. Please keep your dial on Ikorodu Oga Radio. It is simply the best and they care. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ajimi Benson. It's been nice and fun, you know, having you with us in the studio. Thank you so much for coming. God bless you. Our love to your family.
Thank you so much.
So, dear listeners, that's our package of this edition of Ikorodu Division Icon. And our guest has been Honorable Baba Jimmy Benson, member representing Ikorodu Federal Constituency in the Federal House of Representatives. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, hook up with us on our social media handles on Twitter at Ikorodu Oga Radio, Facebook Ikorodu Oga Radio, Instagram Ikorodu Oga Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online at www.ikoroduradio.com. Alternatively, download our mobile app from Google Play Store to listen to us on your mobile phone and any other mobile device. Please keep your dial on Ikorodu Oga Radio. I've been your host, Omoba Adepeju Akinyemi. Bye bye for now.